I still want to do. I gotta do something. Yeah. I don't care, just stay home.
And just do nothing.
Okay, okay. You get good stuff on people, otherwise I just go, you know.
Well, that's good, at least I can keep you active.
Yeah.
No, some guys, but they don't care. But I tell you, you keep doing that after you retire too, because, you know, I seen guys after they retire, all of a sudden their lives change when they come.
Yeah.
It's just like they lose it, you know.
They mark it.
Well, they mark it fast too, but I mean, just like, oh, since the person retired, boy, they come just like, you know, not senile, but, you know.
Become lazy.
I guess so, no, something, you know, like that kind.
Something lucky, like, maybe, can, because from before, my father didn't keep on this year. No more idle moments, you know. You gotta work, go do something. Maybe that's why, you know, until now, we have to do that.
What your father did before?
Coffee farmer all his life.
A coffee farmer?
Yeah, he was a boss for, he was long time before he was boss for Kohala Sugar Company. And then he said, he wanted to be a coffee farmer, so he moved to the corner.
That's hard work at a coffee farm.
Yeah, now when you think hard work. Hey, Ken, now you picture this now. We never go any place in the world. We never did leave corner. We never did go Honolulu surface and experience what they do from this time of the day. When we dock you, we go pick coffee. You can ask all the old timers. You go corner, you go ask all the old timers. Dock in the morning. Yes, you can see, right? You go out, pick coffee. Right? You eat quick kind, fast kind. No one is half an hour lunch. No. You bring your bento, you eat, you pour, you put them away, pick coffee. Okay? You go home dark. You know, the only reason why you go home again is because you don't can see what you're picking. And we don't care. We think the whole world still do that. So you don't miss nothing, right?
Yeah.
You know? Huh? That's right, eh? You think that's how life is. Yeah? And the most prettiest can girls in high school now, I think, they're doing the same, and they're singing up, and the sun never even come out, they're singing up. Yeah? Now when I think, hey, it was rough. Sun up to sun down, you know?
How do you get something to come feel?
Yeah. Now I think, maybe that's why I have to move all the time, because I think from when I was small, it's like, I was like that, you know. You can't be idle. You gotta do something, you know.
That's that kind too. You know, even like, you know, when you work, you see, when I go back in the garage, work last too.
Yeah.
Even my father, guy said, you know, before, I always tell you, you know, you always gotta be doing something.
Sure.
You don't get stand around.
Sure.
But you should look at kids nowadays. Oh. They say working, they work station. Or you should watch the business sit out in the front. Just sit down,
right.
Wait for the car like that,
right.
You know.
Right.
And they think they're right, you know.
I know. They get the kind of mentality, you know, because they look around them. Because they look around them, the tempo is the same.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
Oh, I mean, I cannot stand that kind because before, my father was to get after us. Well, every minute we gotta be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can be idle.
You always gotta be
moving around or that kind, you know.
So you know, like I do that from the time I was small. Like, I go up, I grow up, I work, you know.
Yeah.
I go Honolulu work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the guys tell me? Hey, slow down, you. And I don't know how they're working fast,
right?
Right. Because you farmers, you just work. Crazy, what slow down? No, can slow down. No, when I came boss and stuff like that, I still get the same kind of thought. The guy can work, no fuck around, you work now, you know, no cruise now, you know? Eh? Sometime I get new guys coming, you know? I tell them, they look, they talk, it's starting. I go up, I tell them, are you enjoying your visit here in the islands? Yeah, I tell them that, you know? Yeah. And they walk away, you know. Yeah, different. They think different, you know.
Yeah.
That's right. If you take, can you take 2 days, you take 20 guys about our age, and you take 20 guys 2 days,
yeah.
That's right. And you make them do the same kind of work. No more productivity today, thank kids. I'm not saying everyone.
No, I'm not.
Most of them, no more productivity. You gotta be on them all the time. Yeah, you gotta hold them by the hands, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you see.
And they think you owe them something.
Yeah. But why it kind of balances out, Ken? It's because all the industry. Everybody here, yeah. High is all about average, about the same kind of bracket. And if all these people here get the same kind of mentality toward work, then it averages out.
Yeah,
right? You know what I mean? Not this firm has the primo crop of kids who work and that don't. No, they gonna share all these slow moving people.
Yeah.
You know, so but then again, like you and me compare from the consumer business to the price go up, like anything else, you know, no more productivity, the price go up, right? Yeah.
Sure.
But you know, can change them, you know, like you said, you think you own something.
Yeah. But you know, that's kind of, you know, like, so that, like, big businesses, like, they can afford that, you know, because in fact, that's how a lot of them cater to the workers, you know. But you should get small businesses
in
Hawaii. That's different again, because that can happen in small business, when a small business don't make it.
Yes, sir.
Fold up. That's Hawaii, a hard time, you know.
Correct.
Small business time.
You see, like, you're talking about mom's and pop's and store. The hotels can make it, because just like food, the hotel come here, they have to eat, they have to sleep someplace.
Yeah.
So, like, the hotels, you know, like, I think climate and beaches gonna advertise for it. You know? Because you look at all the hotels, you know, the rate, say, well, because you gotta get good management to a hotel, it's hotels and, you know, stores like kind of hard, because the stores is, I think the stores volume talk. You know.
Mm-hmm. Maui was mainly tourists, no. The economy, all tourists there. When I was flying in, I noticed that kind, the right by the airport, get a cane field. Backside get a pineapple as you go. When you just fly over that kind, the west, that kind, western from Maui, we get the.
Where you came from, Lahaina?
No, I came from the kind. I mean, from Honolulu flying in.
Okay. But where you said?
It's from the west end.
Yeah.
You fly, coming over. I seen different fields, you know.
Blues, kind of.
Yes, pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, they see the pineapple.
Oh, yeah. The pineapple is mostly on the west side. Right now, they get up here again. They're planting again up here.
Oh.
Live with pineapple. Never had those. All cane before.
I thought they were doing away with the pineapple.
I don't know. It seems like they plant pineapple. Must be the price came good again.
Oh.
You know? See, over here on this other side, they changed it to macadamia nut and pineapple because there was Wailuku sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think why they get rid of all the cane and stuff this side is because they had mill this side before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they have to get rid of all the sugar cane this side because the truck cannot go through town and take the cane to that factory over there. So anything this side of the town of Wailuku town was still converted to pineapple and macadamia.
Well, yeah, tourist is famous.
Yeah, but like pineapple, they can truck them over because clean, you know, they pick them clean.
Yeah.
Cane, mud and stuff, and then the cane all fall on the road. So, you know, Maui is number one, I think, tourists. Number two, I think, still sugar. And of course, you know, construction is a lot. I mean, you get construction going on ever since the time I came here. You check on Kihei now. Miles and miles of there was all cabbage tree before. You look at that. Oh, gosh. huge crackpot that was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's going to be the next YTT. Yes, yes. You go drive down there. And look. No.
I don't know, kind of sad about it sometimes.
Yeah. I go to a Zeka store, a big supermarket. And one day I went to there. On my way to the golf course, I want to pick up something. And I look around, just like I was in one mainland supermarket. The only local was one or two checkout girls. Yes, yes. You have this weird kind of feeling. No, you look around, you look and help, but you become conscious. You look, you feel for the camera, you know. Get the fuck out of here. No. It's unreal. It's unreal.
Yes, that's interesting.
You go on the highway on any given time, on one busy time, tourist time, yeah. I think 80% is tourists on the highway. Yeah. But then again, you know, the balance there, you know, economy and that good stuff, you know.
So it's always hard to know about
that.
Like Kauai going through that.
Yeah.
I think maybe Kauai going through what maybe Maui went through about, what, maybe 10 years ago. Maybe not quite.
It's coming up now.
Yeah, it's starting to grow now. Because sugar dying as well.
Yeah.
Of course, they're trying other kinds of like macadamia nuts and all kinds, you know. But.
You know who will make them a tourist, eh? The areas where you get beaches and good weather.
Yeah.
That's all they come for. They don't care whether, you know. The trees are nice.
They just want to see the beaches.
Yeah, they gotta get the tan. Yeah. They have to, you know, no more evidence. Everyone might go back there that they've been in Hawaii. You know,
Kauai tourists like the beaches, and the Japanese tourists like the stores.
They want the stores. Yeah.
Really? The shopping stores.
Yeah.
Like big shopping stores. Yeah.
And so they like Ala Moana, right?
They like Ala Moana. In Ala Moana, I don't know if you've been there recently, but get all the new stores that are coming up in Ala Moana.
Really?
Ritzy kind of stores, you know, like, let's see, the one that lately was Chanel. You know, that kind, you know, the name brand kind of stuff.
Yeah, perfume.
They're opening their own stores now in Ala Moana.
Really?
So all these kind of campaigns is opening up. You see, you look inside, nothing but Japanese tourists.
Really?
Only Japanese tourists.
They had one.
Some money, you know, but they put in.
Yeah, had one statistics one time. The comparison of what Japanese tourists spend ahead per person against what mainland tourists spend per head. Big difference, like 4-1. 3 or 4-1.
Yeah, big difference,
yeah.
But they get the money now too, that's
right. Yeah. They're the Arabs, right? Eh? Wow.
You gotta spread them around.
No, sir, they're talking about me, I sick here this, you know, Ken. Fucking Japanese buying this, buying that. Fucking Japanese buying. Now you think about it, okay? If there was no seller, there's no buyer.
Mm.
Okay, the seller is the guy that's greedy. Right. He wants to buy. Okay. Okay. Now, supposing, and you don't can blame the seller too. Now, if you had one property, right, and you wanted to sell the property all these years for, let's say. $100,000, but the best you can get around these local people here, around the best guys, is $85,000. That's the best you can get. So you hanging on to that, right? Finally, here comes this Japanese guy. He said, "Hey, I give you $150,000 cash. You're going to shoot, right? Huh? You can't blame that guy, you know?
Of course,
huh?
Yeah."
So this guy said, bah, 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 bah. You blame the guy who sells it. The greed, the capitalist instinct he get in here, you know, the greed, let's call it the greed, you know.
The market is there, that's why they're buying. You can blame the Japanese for that thing.
That's right. But I don't know, they set in the thinking that, hey, he fuck up because he bought the land. No, that's not his fault.
The seller.
That's right. You would do the same, right? Huh? Huh? You would buy stock if you think, you know, it's the right price. You know? You gotta blame yourself too.
Yeah.
But kind of sad, you know, like.
I guess the local people said because they cannot buy.
Yeah. So they
don't want left up in the cold.
Yeah. Because money talk. You look around. Ever since Hawaii became a state, you look around all the development. Money talk. It didn't have to be the Japanese. Huh?
Anybody.
Yeah. Money talk. No? The only thing we feel around here when it comes to golf courses, when the Japanese buy the golf courses, pretty soon. It's gonna be like they're gonna raise the price up and the local restaurant. Now you tell me what's gonna stop them from raising the price?
You know what the control is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can come up with all kinds of stuff and say, we raise the price because this is what it costs us and you know labor costs and we put all this input. We have to pay them somehow, you know, and blah blah blah. That's how it is.
But then on the other hand, you know, they may have to. I mean, talking, you know, they have to have good relations there.
Yeah.
With the people here.
So there's
something they have to watch out to. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But let's say now, 10 golf courses. Supposing all resort courses, the high resort courses will cost $100 to play. Now here comes the little bit below one cost, maybe about. $60 to play. Let's put a number anyway. They put their price tag right around there. The lower place, $50-$60. Yeah. They're not expensive now. They just, you know, par with all the rest of the guys or whatever they're charging, right? Yeah. But like, when it comes to the cheap, you know, like the public cars, you know, like they buy them out. Right now, like the silver sword, only $18. Right? It's not going to stay like that for long. It's gonna come up. As soon as you start putting improvements in. And kind of justify the cost, increased cost, because they couldn't improve it, right?
Uh-huh.
Money. Huh? You look all around you, Ken. It's all money talk, you know?
See, you got to go sell your Hilo property.
No, I'm going
to... No more Japanese buyer.
I'm going to be a simple me. I'm going to buy me one condo, just one like this, maybe a little bigger, you know? Close to the golf course, close to the shopping center here, and you know, stuff. And just lean back. Yeah? Buy me one. A little car, maybe one pickup truck, for me to go fish and stuff. So, one other car for me to cruise, pay my taxes, you know. Yeah? Hmm? Sure, leave
a good
life. Sure. Why put stress in your life, you know? Yeah.
Simple life now.
Sure, and you put enough savings to take care of your medical expense, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And try your best not to get sick, you know what I mean?
How's the fishing over here? No more too much stuff?
No, not too. Yeah. You have to go west. Over here around, you go dive tackle, right, you know.
Oh. You get plenty of boats over here, fishing boats.
Yeah.
Individual thing.
Oh yeah, they go out right there, that side right there, and then when the water good, you see all where the trailer go down, and they get them all at home, and the smaller boats, you know.
Yeah.
The bigger boats all in Malaya, you know, all inside there, they get this one inside there. You just go Malaya, you know, a lot of boats inside there. I think, Malaya, and in Lahaina too. You know, they get that place where they put the sleeping, so where they put the boat. And on top of that, it's all parked outside, you know. And they come inside with a small thing. They park them all outside on the street, whatever.
No too much fish by around
there. No. Ever since I took up golf, I know kind of want to go see how much fish get out there. I used to go before, but anyway. When I used to live down the other side, I used to go fish at the time. I used to catch a marmor like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we used to like it hard, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of a clean ass. So I used to go in front of the golf course.
Yeah.
Huge kind of. Yeah. And nobody go there. Go away by the point, y'all. Come in the back, you pray there. and big kind. I clean them on the beach. I cut the head off, got them. I cut. I take on the only cut them easy for skin of the flyer. And I take them all off and I wash them real good. And only the meat with half the body. I put them in the cooler. I wash them, pack them in ice. I take them home. I make. You know, we leave this. I make steak sauce. And I marinate them in steak sauce.
Steak sauce.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, garlic. I mean, you know teriyaki
sauce? Yeah.
Teriyaki sauce. Marinate them in there. Yeah. And you put them on the charcoal.
Good.
And then, and the big one, because the meat is firm, I make a tekka. You know? I take the meat, cut them up cubes, you know, 3/4-inch cubes, right?
Yeah.
And I quick cook my vegetable a little bit, you know, just real quick that. You got to time the shreds, then you put the fish inside with all the, you know, whatever sauce you get, and cook them up just right, so you don't get too soft. Right? But hug it, meat is firm, you know? You try that. Oh, and when soon the bugger pao, all the bugger pao cook, you could leave it peanut oil with the sesame oil, a little bit will show you. And you stir them all up in here. Then you do the moisture. Takes time, you know, but some of the best tasting food is stuff that you prepare right. You take your time, you know?
Yeah.
Huh? Cook them in a wok and stuff. Yeah, you gotta eat them right.
That's a good idea, Javier.
Sure. Think, you know why, eh? Ken, they're lazy, that's why. To clean them, you know? But if you make up your mind, you go down, that's what you're gonna get.
Pull it on, eh?
Yeah, you go bring the can, knife, good knife, and pry it, and clean down it. No big thing, it's just when you go bring them home, right? You know, like you dump down the beach, fly the water, you scrape, you wash them, eh? You shake them up, and you put them nice and cool, right? All white meat.
Already. Mm-hmm. Just bring them home, cook them.
Mm-hmm.
I have so, yeah.
The biggest problem, man, when I go fishing, man, when I come home, man, because I always clean my stuff, the beach, it's for me wash my fish and stuff.
Oh.
You know, I wash the cooler. But me, I'm smart. My small and the cooler, I go, when I shower, I take them in the shower room, I scrub them inside, I wash them, you know? Clean. On my fishing stuff, you know, the pole and stuff, I gotta wash it, get funny. You know, you hold the pole, funny smelling, and you know.
A good idea, though, to clean your fish down at that time.
Sure.
Because when you come home, you don't like do that.
No, and you get all the water. You for clean the fish with salt water, it's the best water you can clean your fish with. You know?
Uh-huh.
Try that, try marinate them with a little bit. I put a little bit Worcestershire sauce. So, with my teriyaki sauce, ginger, garlic, pepper, and stuff. But you just, and then you put a little bit of slip on top of that. And then you keep a lot of the shoyu stuff. Now when you put them on the grill, okay, kind of dry. Once in a while you take the fish and once they're kind of half cooked, almost cooked ready, you take the fish and you put them back in the pan. You suck them back into the and you put them back
in the back again.
Because a little bit dry, he sucks some more. He sucks some more of that stuff inside.
Yeah.
I got to charge you for all this, you know.
I guess so. Huh? Your secret.
That's why, see. That's why me, I go fish, you know. Like even in the new, when I go make poke, I cut up nice fillet. And I cut them like that long too, you know. And I fillet and cut them. And I soak them in it. See, that fish, you got to soak them a little longer. You know, right? And then you do the same thing. You put them on the fire, and then you soak them again and put them back on top.
Ninui.
You try to do that. You can
fry. Ninui, you have strong smell about that fish.
You only think, but certain place not. You cut them, you put all that chai, garlic, ginger, black pepper, like that, and soak them inside there. You just put them on the fire, and you have a few bits. You will never know. But you have to, don't make them too fat. You got to make them skinny that much.
Yeah.
So when you put them back in the sauce, all around, they suck all that stuff inside. Mm-hmm. You know, almost cooked, let's say, maybe only 5 minutes more for cook ready, for be done. You take them off, you suck them inside there. You know, it's going to get a little bit cold again, so you put them back on top again, and let them kind of cook that, and you know.
What is this, corner recipe?
Hmm? No, I make my own.
Yeah? No, from where, corner?
No, from here.
Oh, you make from here?
Yeah. When I was staying in Lahaina site, I had hibachi outside, so you can do a lot of stuff there, you know. You know, smell off the house, right? You know. So I didn't get playing weight, and the doctor said, hey, you better lose weight because your pressure's coming if you're okay.
It's this way, right?
Yeah.
Drink and eat. Yeah.
I lose about 10, about 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because too much, you know, my pressure was going up. Almost, I had to take pills, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he said, you better.
Yeah.
I was scared like that. So, hey, I read any kind of stuff about heart that I go take cholesterol reading, I take cardiogram, you know. Hey, I want to see where I'm at, right?
Yeah.
You know.
you like live longer to enjoy that kind
sure,
of golf, yeah?
Sure. No, but fishing, like I said, I like it. Me, I'm outdoor, you know, and I like golf and I like fish. And fish is one of the best stuff you can eat, you know.
So all shoreline fishing, you know?
Yeah, I go shoreline fishing.
You know, go out in boat, like?
No, because I get seasick.
Oh, yes.
Unless I go troll. But as soon as the boat stops. So if I go out with somebody and they're like, kolohe with me, I stop the boat, I bring gun. I say, you move this boat. I go with my brother-in-law one time in Kona.
Uh-huh.
He put one fishing tournament, I think.
Uh-huh.
So you have to stop. You don't can go now, right?
Right,
because
yeah.
You gotta stop before they, when they shoot the gun or they blow the whistle, they can go. In that 15 minutes that we stop, I let him throw up. I'm looking down by the side of the boat, looking all right, pretty soon you're getting this cold sweat and the saliva coming.
Funny guy, yeah.
Yeah, you can see sick you.
Yeah, me
yeah?
Too.
Yeah, you know?
My friend got both ends, so you go up.
Yeah.
Oh man, just go up. Throw up. But as soon as you throw up, you hung on the fish then.
Not me, I got sick.
Both sick, you
yeah, but I threw out till nothing.
Someone told me, you know, sit down.
Yeah.
Same guy, you know, they sit down. See, he guarantees I'm sick. See, you stand up. I get sick when the boat is going too.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so sometimes. So, see, that you stand up or you lay down, but you don't sit down.
Oh, you more than me,
yeah.
The boat, I control all day long and I don't get sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As soon as it stops, that's where my problem is. As soon as the boat stops.
And then boating and trolling, as you see. When I come off the boat, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's still in the water,
yeah.
For a week, you know, you crumble.
You don't recover, then. Just like you're still off balance for a little while, you know. Yeah. No, I mean like that too. Just like you're off balance for about half an hour more, you know.
Yeah. That's hard, man.
And I see guys that they eat on a boat.
Mm. The how they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, no eat. No kidding. You don't take that kind, 50 pill or that kind?
One time when I was in Middle Kona, I go out with the Chang, I go out in the night to hook Lokomomi. You know, just like Papio, about that big. You know, Lokomomi. Just like the blue, yeah, all meat in the body. And it was running with that. So we went one night. We caught four tubs.
Oh.
Big tub, you know.
Yeah.
I caught, they put about 6-8 hooks. Mine not because I get seasick, they put two or three, I think, on it. I still lie down like that. And I sit way in the bow, and they say, hey, Kasam, plenty, you know. And then I catch, I think, that time, probably I catch about 10 days. Shit, they made me take half tub home with. And then the next time they went again, three guys in order, and I go the next time. And I Changi tell me, shit, they caught six, seven
o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, they don't tell nobody because nobody the clock. They bust them all up first, and then by the time they get them in the market, the guys know it, the word get around. Too late, they got the catcher.
Yeah.
They're smart. Yeah. They don't make
money. What kind? What do you call it?
Lokomomi.
Lokomomi?
Yeah. Just like papio, bluish color. About.
Yeah.
You know how papio size?
Yeah.
But not real. It's a little bit more round.
Round shape.
Not. Just the tail and the face, just like papillon. But it's just kind of bluish, a little bit bluish.
Good taste in it.
Yeah. It's all meat. A lot of meat, yeah.
You get knife, you know from here.
Yeah, but when you win there, you don't can leave the jealousy open like that, so you're too windy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not too bad. One thing good is, you know, come hot, you know, in the night. When you open up, it's jealousy and the wind goes right through the bed.
Yeah, get nice breeze here.
Yeah, yeah. So not bad.
It's the ocean, but mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon they're going to build a condo in front here, so there goes the view.
Oh, a new one.
Yeah, there goes the view.
Well, you will buy something in the condo then.
Yeah, really. Go buy in that condo.
How is the area right here? Expensive.
These condos are here are selling for, I think,
These are only apartments there, this one.
Yeah.
These are condos, yeah. The one you're living in right here.
This one.
Over here.
This one here.
This building. This is condo.
Yeah.
Oh, this is condo over here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think this is selling for about between 65.
So you but you see renting for somebody?
Yeah, yeah. 65, I think, this selling. Across the big, the town across there, I think that's selling for about $75,000. Not too bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the only thing about condo is that you're stuck with maintenance fee, you know. It's not like, even if you're buying cash, you still got to pay like $125 a month for maintenance, you know.
Upkeep,
yeah, there. But the other thing good, Ken, is like if I own this place, I want to go someplace, right? You know, if I go someplace long time, I empty my refrigerator, right?
Uh-huh.
You know? And I lock the door.
And go.
Yeah. Now, if you had one house, you got to worry about, people, you know, they can, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that here they don't can, but, you know.
But less likely to, because the people around.
Sure, there's a security there, you see. You lock them up and you go. No worry about yard cleaning, stuff like that, right? That's lazy mankind, right? Yeah? No?
No, it's just, it makes sense.
No.
A lot of people looking for houses already.
No. Too expensive. You seen the Maui paper? Apartments over here?
No.
Condominiums had one in Kihe, Ilua. Ilea or Ilua?
No.
One bedroom? Uh-huh. 240 something thousand.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish I had a
whole.
Yeah. At some 260 something.
Quarter of a million?
$1. Yeah. One bedroom.
Holy.
Look at that. You try. Just for the heck of it, you try out your bank, just grab a Maui newspaper so you can read and look at that. When they start talking about quarter million, that's nothing. Way up, way up top there, up on the hill, new homes come out. Eh? Some of them is selling for 200 something thousand. Nothing about it. That's what makes me sick, because look at my house, Hilo, I don't can even sell them for 160,000, okay?
It's just a place to, you know, that kind.
Yeah.
I don't know, one day he might.
Yeah?
Hilo might.
Yeah, but like
might
I
get
said,
real popular again.
Like I said, I like him now. I wanna enjoy my stuff now. I'm not gonna wait.
Why don't we? Oh, he might go back to Hilo.
No. My tenant just didn't call me up. He said, you gotta fix the roof. You get three places to leak. I get shake roof,
eh?
Yeah.
It rained like all the
I just didn't give a quotation not too long ago, $13,000 for fix the roof. Yeah. And I just about paid the house for it. One more bill coming up. You get your house where?
Huh?
Where you get your house?
My apartment.
Yeah. How big?
In Mo'i.
How much you pay?
What did I pay now? Oh, my real cheap, $200.
One bedroom?
No, it's a studio.
Studio.
Well, Honolulu is, you know, expensive now, what?
200?
Studio is going for like $400,
really?
$500 almost.
Really? And yours never changed?
Long time I've been living there already.
Really?
Hardly enough. I see, when I first lived there, was
$130.
$130 when I first started living there. And they never did really raise the rent until only maybe the last couple of years.
Really?
They put it up a little bit, but only, you know, like
certain things from
toxins, and yeah, just
no, like the water go up.
So yeah, 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 yeah.
You gotta
dig
them up to cover. That's the kind. There's a kind that they come from 100 to 200. It's about what now? 10 years, maybe. Yeah. 10 year period.
When I first came out after I live in the hotel, I moved 107 downstairs. And I was paying $350.
Well, you lived down there for?
Yeah, long time before when I just came here. So 350, and now, 9 years later, you know, this is $200 in 9 years later. Yeah, $250. $600 now. Yeah. Almost twice as much.
Everything coming up right now.
Yeah. If you think about the pay 10 years ago and the pay now, when almost, you know, almost double, so. But Uncle Sam get them all, with all the tax, eh? Okay, no? Really no sense, but. So when you go Kornawat, and when you go back Honolulu?
Tonight.
I've been busy, why are you?
Well, I figured after talking to you guys, that kind. Who says it stays around for Sunday? Nobody like meeting me on Sunday.
What about Hilo?
Oh no, it's only what we're gonna do is that kind. What I'm gonna do is only corner one.
Yeah.
And then go back. Yeah, I'm not gonna go.
Nagano.
Nagano.
How old are guys about?
Hey, how old is he now? He's about 40 something.
Yeah, Nagano.
Well, he was living Hilo a long time too, I say.
Yeah.
40 something or 15 years. How long did he live? 10 years, 25 years?
Yeah.
He was only about 20 something when he was Kona, where he was Honolulu too.
Yeah. A couple of years.
Yeah, maybe he was
No, I don't think so.
I get that kind too. I get cousin over in Kona too. I don't know where they live.
What's her name?
She's from Honolulu. She married to this guy, Uchimura. In Kona. I don't know.
What's her maiden name?
Oh, her name is Tayama. It's from Honolulu. She married this guy from the Kona.
Mm-hmm.
They have the coffee farm too.
Coffee, good money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Better than before, yeah.
Oh,
it's gotten much better, yeah.
Ah, the money they make per bag now.
What happened to a lot of all the coffee farms over there? After they closed them up. They ever went back?
Some of them, they went back, and it's just the old guys right there. Hang on. Oh. Well, what's good at one time? The coffee, right?
Mm.
A lot of guys open up new land, this and that, and everybody went wild. Plant coffee. Okay. Finally, the price start going down slowly. Now, at the same time now, hotels start coming up. So the younger guys, right, they go out to work someplace, or they go work hotel. Living on the old guys, you know, coffee. And some of the young guys don't like coffee really anymore. So pretty soon, the acreage comes smaller and smaller, because none of the old guys don't take care, right? And that's how it is. Because the hotel, and people don't want to go in hotel work, you know. I mean, in a couple land work. You know.
A lot of the land is what? Is there the people's land?
No, a lot of them is lease. Bishop Estate lease. But they get long lease, you know. Some of them they own Bishop Estate, and I think some of them are Greenwell, some of them is Henry, some of them, you know. But mostly, I think Bishop Estate. Mostly Bishop Estate. The rental is, you know, kind of cheap. If I had, you know, like, already nice across the 5 acres in corner, maybe. But I not going back there, open up on land and plant. No. I want them right now. Come next year. I get.
You can harvest.
I can harvest it and plant coffee. Pick, because I don't think I'll forget how to pick coffee. But that is that life, hard, you know. But that is the most independent kind of work you can get. I mean, for the mind, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So independent. You're out there picking coffee in the bag. Every time you, it's money in the bag, you know. Like that, you know, it's like it's your baby, then you take care of the trees, cultivate the farm and stuff, you know. And then you plant papayas or avocados, and it's like it's a peaceful way for exist, you know.
Yeah.
No more hassle, you know. It's just the work, but I can relate because I was brought up on it, you know. But for somebody straight from the city and said, okay, this is what you do, I don't think you can, because no, I can relate to that stuff, you know.
That's
you
know, hard work.
No, hard work. See, because my heart and his heart is two different kind of heart, you know what I mean? You get different interpretation of what heart is compared to mine, you know. And so I'm telling everybody, for you know, like, even the guys that I bring up in my crap, I said, you do this here, all us cut the corners and stuff like that, you do fast enough and stuff like that, right? Pretty soon, you're going to be working with some guys that, when you are actually just cruising, they think you're doing it fast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah? Because you know how to do it fast, right?
That's true.
You know? So you can stay with the linguistic for a long, long time.
Well, I guess so. That's my
my
life.
What they gonna do finally? This going on forever and ever.
Well, she was my boss. I think wants to. She has this project in mind already. You know, after this one here, I mean, this is just all leading up to this real big project.
Yeah.
And this last one is really involved. I mean, it's you know. Concentrate on just few people and
what
just
yeah well what they gonna do
what
they
do
when they get
study.
All this data all one time what they gonna write a book, they're gonna make a movie, they're gonna that kind of stuff.
Not a movie,
or they gonna make
she's been she's gonna like in the, for this for example this one here she's gonna write the report on this
yeah
everything on that what they're finding and stuff like that
so and it's gonna be
it's open, I mean, to whoever
wants
to read it and stuff like that, if they're interested. There's a big, you know, there's big interest in that kind of teaching English right now.
Yeah. They ever find out how it started?
That's hard, to
go
back.
Yeah?
That's hard to that kind.
Do you ever have any idea where it's going to go?
Well, yeah, we have ideas.
Yeah?
I think we have ideas of, you know, what's going to happen with like one idea is everybody gonna speak standard English, good English. So that's one idea, but then the other idea is that we're not gonna change. we're gonna be talking like this all our life.
So
there's different kinds of stuff, right?
Maybe
and that's why for this particular project she's really interested.
Yeah.
To see if there is change going on and what kind of change going on.
I think there's, you know, like we were talking to some old guys before. I think to them, I don't think it changed anymore. You know, there's retired, or when we talked to some retired guys before, I don't think it changed anymore.
It's what the old what is it, the people who came over from
different
countries like that.
Like Derek. Like the guys with Derek and I talked to him. I think he had one guy that I remember this guy that used to be with a Shanana group.
Really?
He was with Derek. Yeah. He was I think Derek said he was one of the lead singers for the Shanana group.
Oh yeah.
You asked Derek one guy. And he was with us at one time. He was kind of cruising around,
I didn't know that. Huh. Didn't you guys drive from... I thought you guys drove from Hilo to Kona one time.
Yeah, we drive from... Yeah.
You did it?
And we stopped some plantation
place
and talked to some guys and we went to Kona and stuff. It was a good one.
Yeah.
And Derek... Derek's still there. Did you age?
Yeah, he still age. Huh? Yeah.
With the same linguistic stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he's been doing, he's not doing as much Hawaiian, like in pidgin English over here now. He's doing other pidgin English, like in pidgin language of other places. So he's looking at, actually more recently he's looking at Portuguese pidgin.
Really?
Yeah, pidgin Portuguese instead of pidgin English.
In Portugal?
No.
In here?
In, where did he go, no? South America.
Yeah, yeah, South America, mm-hmm. Brazil is Portuguese.
Brazil is Portuguese. Wait, I don't know where. I have to take it back. What? I forget what pigeon he was working on, but it's a Portuguese-based pigeon, though, not English-based pigeon. Yeah. Because he got this idea about, you know, the language, you know, that's there. That they kind of, all the pigeon is about the same throughout the world.
Really?
About the same way that, you know, the thing gets formed and stuff like that. So that's his idea.